Tokyo Institute of Technology has been founded over 100 years ago, and we have over 1,000 faculty staff and over 10,000 students, including their graduate students. It's a very heavily research-oriented university, and we are, in fact, one of the best science and engineering university in the country. There were two IT goals. One was to, of course, incubate a supercomputer such that it's very easy to use by everyone, and also powerful enough so as to allow our scientists to get their job done. It was essential for us to migrate to a common open operating environment. And of course, Linux had the leading edge in supercomputing facility. With respect to SUSE, it was the distribution with the most reputable precedence with respect to deployment in large supercomputers. The technical advantage of SUSE Linux is that, first of all, it's a stable 64-bit distribution. And most supercomputing applications today are 64 bits because of their requirements on memory. SUSE is a distribution that has demonstrated that it will scale to thousands of CPUs and was very important. If we had not implemented SUSE Linux, we would have suffered considerably with respect to ISV support. We support over 20 ISV applications and other open source applications as well. So providing rich support for these types of applications is one of the big drivers for users to be using these supercomputers, not just its capacity or capability. So we achieve significant reduction in IT costs. Based on commodity x86 architecture and based on open source operating systems, we certainly achieve that. The other objective was, of course, not to sacrifice any performance. I think we achieved that too. In fact, we're the fastest machine in Japan. That's a big achievement. We are very happy with the fact that we have taken this route to the new age of supercomputing. For the future, as we grow our system, we hope to be able to work with our partner companies, including Novell, such that we can achieve even higher performances, bigger scalability, and better IT consolidation in the near future.